Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 7 on 560 KLZ The Source, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. I want to thank you for joining us. Welcome our partners here, Red Merrill and Kevin Flesh in studio. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Super Bowl weekend.
Yes, sir. Go Broncos.
You go Broncos.
We will open the therapy lines next Saturday for the defeated Seahawk fans. We will take away even from Sportsmen of Colorado and walk you off the ledge because Seahawks are going to get beat.
I think Seahawks will be in season on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, let's do that.
I got my shotgun loaded. There
Seahawk hunting, yeah. So, man, Broncos got to do it, and I'm very confident with Mr. Manning running the show. I think it'll be a good game, but hopefully our Broncos will be victorious. So best of luck to them, and I think the weather is going to be probably warmer than it is here right now. So, and at first they were talking about it being really tough there, but I think it's going to be a good deal there. So, again, you are listening to Sports on Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh in studio. We'll be getting to our lineup here in a few minutes, but just a couple of things we wanted to talk about in the opening of this show. We've finished a whirlwind here over the last few weeks with the ISE show and here in Denver, which was a great show. Hopefully you got one of our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado resource guides. And if not, you can go to our website, which is sportsmanofcolorado.com. You'll see a tab there for resource guide, and you can go through that. You can even print those pages off because a lot of our sponsors put some good coupons in there and some deals to save you some money on some great products and services. So check out the website, and hopefully you can go to some of those places and even pick up a copy. And then we finished three or four open houses with Bushman's Quiver. Stefan's family returned back to South Africa, and Stefan leaves on Monday. But Red and I, we've been attending some open houses and meeting a lot of great new people there.
What a great family.
Man, yeah, I'm telling you,
they really are.
The nicest people in the world.
It's hard to believe how sweet those girls are.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, they're just so kind, and you know, they behave. And, I mean, they're just, like I say, just pleasant people. And, you know, when we said the saddest part of our whole deal with Africa was leaving, it wasn't just for the hunting thing. I mean, it was just great to be around those people, and that's what makes it fun there. And so, to mention where we're going to be after the show today, we are going to be at the Sportsman's Warehouse in Loveland. That is located at 1675 Rocky Mountain Avenue. And we'll be joining our friends from Bushman's Quiver, and they will be having a lucky draw for a seven-day safari. You get an Impala, a Bless Buck, and 7 days. And all you have to do is come to the Sportsman's Warehouse in Loveland and enter that. And I know what you're thinking. Nobody ever wins those things. Well, that's not true, because I did January of 2012, and that's how we ended up getting to go to Africa. So I did learn, Red, that five means nine.
Yeah.
You know,
somehow
seven means 11.
How to count.
Yeah, they do forget how to count over there, because if you put seven animals down, somehow you always come back with 11. It is hard to quit shooting over there.
The hardest word over there is no.
Yeah, no doubt.
We were practicing on the plane going over. No, that's not on my list. No, that's not on my list. It didn't work.
And I was, you know, my dad, when I first tell him, and he's actually on the line listening from Dallas, but when I first told him, I said, man, I won this trip to Africa, and you know, and I was telling him about the cost and everything. He sent me a plaque, actually, that actually, a preacher had said to Dr. Bob Jones, it said, blessed is the man that knoweth what he cannot do. And while I hung the plaque in the on my wall, and it is still there today, and I showed that to Stefan, you know, glad the Lord worked it out. So we got to go and have a blast.
Well, if I hadn't shot some things that were not on my list, I wouldn't have gotten that clip fringer, which has become the number one in the world. And you know, you gotta think all the time during your hunt. Can I shoot this? Can I afford that? And, you know, after all was said and done, yes, I could.
Yes. I mean, what really is the price for being a world record holder, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And Red received word from SCI, as he mentioned, we did get confirmation the number one clip springer in the world was shot by the man in this studio, and also number 53 in the world for his blessed spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's in SCI's book.
Yeah, that was an amazing feat to me also. You know, they had told me it was going to make the gold standard for SCI, but then when I got this card and they said it ranked number 53 in the world, thousands and thousands of those things, McKillen. I mean, what an opportunity, what a privilege to be able to go over there, hunt with a premier outfitter, great guides and great concessions, which we would call ranches, and get super quality animals.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And Kevin, you got to go out and do some goose hunting. Tell us about that.
Played a little hooky on Thursday and went out with this weather change. Thought it might be a good day to go out and shoot some geese. Had a great time. My buddy Josh over at Stillwater Outfitters, I've hunted with him before, and he had an extra hole in the old pit on Thursday, so I jumped in it, and we had luck early. We had lots of birds in. Matter of fact, we had so many birds at one point early on Thursday morning we didn't shoot because they use those fields pretty regularly. So their process in managing those fields is if you get, you know, a couple hundred birds that are within 20 yards of you. We had them landing in the decoys on top of us. You don't shoot those because they don't want to educate the full flock. And so that's what we did. We got to see a show for about 15, 20 minutes, and then we had groups come in throughout the day, and we shot. We didn't shoot our limits, but we got pretty close and had a great day, watched the weather change throughout the day. So it was a fun day to get out there. So there's a lot of geese in the area, and he had geese. He had snows out on the eastern side of the state, far eastern side, a couple of days earlier. He showed me some videos while we were waiting for birds to come in, and there are some snow geese that are coming, and that's a fun trip too.
Yeah, we want to get into that. Yes, we're going to make some calls this next week.
It was unbelievable.
We'll all three get hooked up and do that.
The sound and the amount of birds, when you see the sky, it's just white with birds. You're like, holy cow.
You talk about adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
You know, boy, they're coming in and they're landing and they're honking. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's so exciting.
There's nothing, I don't think there's much more fun than seeing a set of six or eight geese lock up with their feet down coming into your decoys and then popping the top and shooting them. So yeah, it was a fun day. It was a great time. And certainly anybody who, we've got some great sponsors that are having some real good luck with geese. So get out there and do it.
Yeah, that's great. Again, you're listening to Sportsman's Colorado, and our lineup today, we've got a gentleman that we actually just met at the International Sportsman's Expo. Willie Schmidt has a hunting show, Pure Hunting TV, and we'll be talking with him here momentarily. And then our last segment today is going to be with Rick Grover and a product called Raptor Razor. It's a new knife, a new skinning knife, and Rick gave us a couple of those, and so we're going to be talking with him about those. But let's get to the phones right now and welcome our first guest, Willie Schmidt with Pure Hunting and Pure Hunting TV. And Willie, good morning.
Morning, Scott. How are you this morning?
We're doing great, man. I got Red here in studio and Kevin, which you met at the ISC show. So, yeah, you'll hear different voices asking you some questions here. But, you know, man, just getting to meet you, and we've got to run into you now two or three times here with this Bushman's Quiver deal.
Yeah, it was fun to see you, Red. I'm sorry I didn't get to spend much time with you, but it looked like you guys were making the rounds, talking to people, getting ready to head to Africa.
Yes. And, you know, met you guys. You did a great talk there at the ISC show about your show and all about hunting and everything. And then I told you guys about that lucky draw Bushman's Quiver did, and your buddy went over there, and, well, both of you entered, but then he won it. So now you're going to try to go with your family, Stefan said.
Yeah, trying to make it work. It's, you know, the best laid plans. You think you're going to have kind of a mellow summer, and then your buddy wins a trip to Africa.
Yeah.
And it's something that I went in 2006, and my family said, I went with my wife, but my kids said, you're not going to go again unless we get to go. So try and do it.
Well, that's a good attitude.
Schedule.
Yeah. Say, Willie, tell us, how did you get started in the outdoor TV business?
Well, it's kind of a funny question. I was a commercial banker for about 13 years, and one of my customers was a local production company down south in Littleton. Our bank in 2006 was acquired by another bank, and after I left, I was just informing my customers I was leaving the bank and told them, and they said, well, we occasionally have a need for some guest host opportunities. Are you interested? And just being a passionate hunter, I didn't know enough to say no. But sure, I'll give it a try. Try hunting a couple new spots in the country. So I did it. And over a couple of years after that, I co-hosted a show called Whitetail Revolution. Did Turkey Revolution, and I filmed an episode of Monster Bulls, Real Tree Monster Bulls that they produced. And then in 2010, three fellows from that company left and founded their own production company, True Sight Media, which is also based here in Colorado. And obviously starting their own production company, they needed projects and shows and whatnot. So we stayed in touch and got to thinking about what, in our opinion, wasn't being done or being done well in the outdoor TV world, and came up with the concept of pure hunting. And I never would have thought it would have come this far, but here we are, 2004, getting ready to air season 3 and start filming season 4.
So what's the premise of the pure hunting show?
Well, the premise is that, you know, a lot of people feel that hunting has become too restrictive and too expensive. A lot of people are giving it up, especially people in my generation and a little older, which consequently is not getting the youth involved in the outdoors.
Yeah.
And we're kind of setting out to show that those opportunities do exist. Everything costs a little bit of money, but you don't need to spend $10,000 to $12,000 on an elk hunt out west if you're from the Midwest and it's always been a dream of yours. Whitetail hunt isn't always $5,000, and there are some great opportunities out there. You just need to put yourself out there, make some connections. You may need to work a little harder to get backcountry, do a little bit more research, but they are still available.
Yeah, and relating to the kids, I mean, the kids don't really, I mean, certainly shooting an animal is important to them, but just the whole process, at least with my kids, that's what I've found, is they're just interested in understanding the whole thing. And the fact that you do it on your own and sort of figure it out, I think only adds to the experience for them.
Well, we like to think so, and it's been quite a process, the whole learning experience of outdoor TV, even though I'd done some of the co-hosting with the previous production company. I never got involved in the sponsors, never really was involved in the editing or the storytelling, and I'm really enjoying that. I don't sit down and actually edit, put all the clips together, but I look at the first few clips and cuts of the episodes and really try to tell a story. And since I was there on the vast majority of the hunts, I do have two co-hosts and don't go on all of them, but that's been really, really enjoyable, and having my kids be a part of it, not necessarily the shows yet, but just part of being in the outdoors, seeing what I'm trying to promote. They get a little bit of it at school from anti-hunters and pro-hunters alike, and it's just great to have the youth really, whether you want to be a hunter or partake, just understanding what it's all about, the conservation ethics, the friends and camaraderie, and everything that develop as a result of it's very important to me.
Willie Schmitz, our guest, Pure Hunting. Check out his website, purehunting.com. Also his Facebook. He's offering half price for a Pure Hunting t-shirt for $12. He can't beat that. And these are cool shirts. I was looking at your website, and these are great shirts. So check out his website at purehunting.com. We've got to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be visiting with Willie just a little bit more. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado Radio.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of Haystack Help.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergallery.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Boson for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Boson for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Boson is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh. Our guest is Willie Schmidt, Pure Hunting, purehunting.com. Again, he's offering us a great special on a really cool T-shirt, and check out his website there, and click on the store there, and you can see those.
All right, Willie, this is Red again, and I'd like to know what started you in hunting as a young person.
Like a lot of people, it was a family member. It was my father. He's a wildlife biologist.
All right.
Taught at CSU for a number of years, till about the year 1994, actually. And so I grew up kind of being his bird dog and just going along. I can remember pheasant hunts at 4 or 5 years old, dove hunts at about the same age, and it just kind of got in my blood and something that something that's still very special to us to share together.
And you know, that's a great experience, and we try to encourage every adult parent to try and get their kids involved in hunting. And what were some of the things that your dad did for you that increased your desire to go hunting?
I think just always trying to make it fun, but also make it realistic. You know, if you have too many unsuccessful experiences sitting in a duck blind freezing your butt off, you know, I think a kid's going to be less likely to go, but that's part of it, too. It's not shooting, it's actually hunting. And so just tried to instill that in me. But also, it's not all about just if you're sitting in a duck blind duck hunting. It's not all about the ducks. It's the world coming alive and learning the sounds of the morning, the marsh coming alive, the river coming alive. You know, you'd see deer and you'd see so many other species, just kind of taking the whole world in and not focusing only on the species that you're going to hunt.
Uh-huh.
You know,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that's a really good point. I still remember every time I'm in a marsh early morning, I think of the early mornings with my dad and hunting as a kid. Those memories really, for whatever reason, really impact, I think, kids. And it's really important to do it. And it sounds like you really are trying to instill that in just the population in general.
I am. You know, throughout the years, I've done, I've hosted the youth waterfowl on the youth waterfowl hunt days. Not even my kids, just to get out there to encourage them to get involved, and trying to get my kids, you know, invite them on many hunts, as many hunts as possible. And a lot of it's in the transportation and the time around the campfire and dinner and breakfast and whatnot. I just remember some of the talks my dad and I had driving to Nebraska for a pheasant hunt or driving into the mountains for a deer and elk hunt. It's that one-on-one time. You don't have the distractions. And, again, kids today have so many more distractions than I did growing up, for sure. But just the relationships that you develop and strengthen without those distractions and spending it in the outdoors have always been special. So, you know, one of my son's hockey buddies, his parents are not outdoorsmen at all, and we went out just for a day turkey hunting on the South Platte a couple of years ago, and the following year he said, hey, is there a chance that we can go turkey hunting? We didn't even see a turkey or really have an experience, an encounter, but he just kind of liked the experience of setting up a blind, calling, and talking about, you know, what could happen. And so, you know, doesn't have to just be my kids, but any kids in general are more than welcome to come along and learn about it.
You bet. You know, and that is that's a great thing for hunters to get involved in. There's some kids whose parents don't hunt, and yet they would have a desire. And you know, I think you have to be willing to extend those opportunities to friends of your kids and friends of parents that you know, and because that was one way that I got my best friend. His folks owned some land down in Texas and got to go hunting with them. And here's another question for you, Willie. I know from your talking there that you've hunted a lot of birds and done some deer and elk hunting. What is your favorite species to hunt?
Well, it's got to be elk, and it's during the rut, so archery elk hunting has got to be my number one passion.
Yeah,
I just think the time of year, fewer hunters being, you know, archery season, just hearing those elk bugle, it's a magical time, frankly.
Oh, yes, it is. There's hardly anything that'll get your blood boiling faster than a big elk bugling, and you can hear him coming in closer as you're calling and waiting, and the expectation reaches such a height that it's almost impossible to bear.
It is. In fact, kind of taking a couple of the topics recently. I'm hoping to get my daughter in the woods this year. She's a junior in high school, and she'll be a senior next year, so off to college. And I want to go up and spend at least a long weekend with her chasing archery elk, because she's got the same look in her eye I did with my dad, and I have a feeling she'll be hooked for life.
Boy, that's great. Now, do you hunt differently for TV than when a cameraman's right over your shoulder filming every move you make?
Oh, I get that question a bunch. You know, only from the standpoint that you take a little more time to capture more scenic shots, mm-hmm. Time lapses, and what they call B-roll, you know, to sort of tell the story. But as far as hunting ethics, the way that I hunt, the shots that I'll take, no. In fact, it probably teaches you to be a little bit better hunter. You know, especially with archery tackle, just because you've got at a minimum two guys when there may only be one, and there's, you know, twice the movement, twice the scent, twice the noise, everything like that. So you just have to be more cautious. But no, I don't. I always give, you know, I don't get any more enthusiastic upon a harvest. I don't downplay it. And I think, you know, like I said, take the shots that I'd normally take. I'm not out there looking for controversy or anything like that. But fortunately, my dad raised me in a good set of morals and ethics, and try to show that through the show.
Yeah, that's great. Our guest is Willie Schmidt, Pure Hunting, purehunting.com. Again, he's offering a great special on his T-shirt, and it's a cool T-shirt, so check it out at his website, purehunting.com. Now, let's talk about the station and times and when you're airing and things like that.
Yeah, we just finished airing season 2. We are on the Sportsman Channel. which is on Dish, Direct, and Comcast, and I think a lot of other cable providers throughout, but locally here in the Denver market. We just finished. We're a third and fourth quarter show. We were on Saturday mornings during their Saturday morning block, but we were asked, invited to move to Sunday evening prime time for this year, 2014. So we will be on, again, third and fourth quarter, Sunday evening prime time, which is a great opportunity, and I think a testament to the, hopefully, the quality of show and the response that we've been getting.
Right. Now, let's take archery a little bit. What are some tips that maybe you can give some archery listeners that we have? You know, when they're out there elk hunting, what are some easy mistakes to make?
Well, you know, one of my co-hosts, Chris Nowak, who actually is the one who won that trip to Africa,
right,
helped me a bunch. I mean, I've archery elk hunted since 92, and I'm still learning. I don't profess to be an expert in any of this, but I will tell you that I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make is not being aggressive enough. I think, you know, one thing Outdoor TV's done a disservice of is just people thinking that you just go set up behind a tree, you hear an elk bugle, you make a few cow calls on a hoochie mama, and these things come running in. And anybody who spent time in the woods,
don't?
No. They will occasionally, but it's certainly not all the time.
Right.
And I think just getting a little bit more aggressive, sometimes not even making a call, can be your best opportunity to get in tight. You know, they're making noise, they're hearing you, and trying to sneak in within range. And then if it doesn't happen that way, maybe making a cow call or two, but closing the distance is and getting aggressive is one thing I think that archery, at least elk hunters, make a mistake of.
Sure.
Another thing, frankly, is I know a couple guys who aren't real diehard archery hunters, but they do archery hunt, and I don't think they practice enough. You know, it's when you go into the woods, whether it's with a rifle or a bow, in my opinion, you're doing the animal a disservice if you aren't practicing and you aren't confident in your shot. And if you haven't shot your bow since last September and here it is August 15th and you're just breaking it out for the first time, I don't think that's a real ethical way to hunt, frankly. So I think, you know, you don't need to necessarily shoot year-round like a lot of folks do, but, you know, really break it out midsummer. You ought to be working out and everything, getting ready for trips to the mountains anyway, but practicing enough, because even your practice is in a controlled environment. You don't have your heart racing. You don't have that big elk bugling coming into 20 yards. But that's just going to make your accuracy that much more off. So, you know, be aggressive in the woods, not ridiculous, but and I think practice as much as you can, really, to be confident in the shot, one kill, and you know, treat the animal with respect. He deserves it.
Right. Can you stay with us one more segment, Willie?
I'd be honored if you've got time for me.
We do. Okay, all right. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, our guest is Willie Schmidt with Pure Hunting. PureHunting.com is a website. Now, you mentioned he's on Sportsman's Channel. Check your local cable provider, because we reach into Wyoming and different areas. So check your local cable provider for a show. Again, Pure Hunting, third and fourth quarter. They'll be on Sunday evenings. And I think this is something that you will really, really enjoy. So we're going to take one more short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. Or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
Test your skills in the dense brush by the river or guard the Alamo. Paintball Adventures offers Colorado players access to a variety of fields to play in, off-field rentals, and much more. Paintball Adventures handles all types of bachelor, birthday, corporate, private, and church parties. Located at 7375 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call now for your Sportsman of Colorado special. The number is 303-762-6160 or visit their website, paintballadventuresofdenver.com. Visit their pro shop at 3107 West Hamden Avenue, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5.
Early retirement, changing jobs. Hi, I'm Dot Mecklenburg, president of Dot Mecklenburg, Inc. Section 72T of the IRS code says as long as you take substantially equal payments from your IRA for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is greater, you will not be penalized 10% for early withdrawal. For a free consultation, call me today at 303-647-1948 or visit me at my website, dotmecklenburg.com.
Dot Mecklenburg Financial Services is an official company of Haystack Help and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll-Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Now two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh. 25 degrees right now in the Mile High City. It's going to be a chilly day and a Super Bowl weekend. Come see us. We're going to be at the Sportsman's Warehouse in Loveland today, probably right around 10 o'clock. We'll be joining our friends from Bushman's Quiver as they will be there to have a lucky draw for a seven-day safari and answer any questions you may have about a trip to South Africa. So come see us. We would love to meet you and say hello. Our guest is Willie Schmidt, Pure Hunting, purehunting.com. He will be airing in the third and fourth quarter of this year on Sportsman's Channel. And, you know, Willie, one of the things that I think is so good, you know, and I could tell with you and Chris, just the way you guys kid, man, it's something to be out hunting with just really good friends too, isn't it?
It is. You know, the fit has to be so important in the woods to hunt the way that you do. But when you find guys like that, man, experiencing it with somebody that shares your passion is very, very special.
Yeah. Now, you know, you mentioned something you talked about kind of working out and getting in shape for the hunting season. I know it's on your website. You got a kind of a good regimen. But talk about that a little bit, because I tell you, you know, I'm guilty of it, so I'll just admit that. But I think there's a lot of guys out there, you know, don't do a whole lot. And then all of a sudden, they go out there and start hiking and, you know, heart attacks happen and all this kind of stuff. So talk about the importance of being in shape when you're out hunting.
Well, I think it's real important just to, you know, to be able to climb the hills and whatnot. And, you know, those elk they haven't read the script very often, Red, you know, and
yeah,
they're not where you're expecting them. And so you're going to have to put some miles on. And a lot of it's attributed to Western hunting. You know, we don't get to take the bad boy buggy to the bottom of the tree stand and, you know, have the deer run off 100, 200 yards, take the bad boy buggy right to it. You've got to, a lot of times, pack your camp in, you know, hike around sometimes 10 miles a day. And if you're fortunate enough to get one, it's a heavy load and many trips to get back. So it's to get yourself in shape to enjoy the hunt, but also to prevent injury. I mean, if you haven't been doing anything physical activity-wise, getting your heart rate up, stretching, doing that type of thing, it's not all about putting on muscle. It's just about being in shape, your cardio shape. You could do something real basic and injure yourself, your back or your leg, just because you haven't been doing that, and then your hunt's ruined. Maybe not just for that hunt, but for the rest of the season. And I think it's real important for people. I think they discount it a lot on how elevation and the mountains that are out here can affect your hunt coming from the Midwest or back east.
Yeah, Willie, let me ask you this. When you go out hunting, especially with your buddies or something, do you like to have a professional guide, or do you like to go out with just you and someone else?
I prefer to do it on our own. I have hunted with guides and outfitters a lot of times where it's, you know, required. You know, as a non-resident in Wyoming, if you're going to hunt wilderness, you're required to use an outfitter. You know, going to Alaska, for some things, you're required to have an outfitter. Even, you know, moose and caribou, you're not. But to do it all truly on your own is potentially an expensive proposition with airfare and whatnot to get it up there, that hiring an outfitter cost-wise is probably about the same. Plus, they're going to put you in a good spot. But once you're there, I'd rather succeed or fail on my own, frankly.
Sure. And what has been your favorite hunt to this date?
It's kind of a toss-up, Red. First one would probably be, it was before the show and everything, but I drew an archery bighorn sheep tag in S-32 here in Colorado, and my buddy Chris and buddy Brad went with me on the hunt. I scouted for 7 or 8 days. I was fortunate enough to be successful, and, you know, that once-in-a-lifetime thing with archery tackle on such a great animal was really special. But then also 2 years ago, went to Alaska, did a caribou drop camp hunt. A guy dropped, actually, Chris and me off. We were about 80 miles west of Denali National Park and had phenomenal weather, but we both took great caribou. But just, again, to experience that, be dropped off in a true wilderness area, not seeing anybody, was pretty darn special as well.
Yeah, boy, you get up there in the back country, and you got to know what you're doing. You can easily, something can go wrong and really mess up a hunt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Talking about you know, local things. I mean, the sheep hunt in Colorado. I mean, that's something right out our back door. Tell us about how long it took you to sort of draw that tag, and then what you did to prepare for that hunt.
It took me about 9 points, and for a lot of people, that's really not that many years, so it was 10 years before I drew the tag. But I'd been putting in for S-32, which is kind of the Georgetown, Idaho Springs unit, and I was just looking for a great experience, not necessarily a giant ram, just an opportunity to be in sheep and hopefully take a good representative sample. And at the time, they had 3 archery seasons starting in mid-August. I drew the second one, and another opportunity that created was just, you know, 45 minutes essentially door to scouting. It allowed me that summer to, you know, at the end of the day, just to go up there for the evening and start learning the country and where the sheep might be, rather than it, you know, having to make long weekend trips and packing out, packing in to scout, which would have been a great experience. But this just was a unique opportunity to be that close to downtown Denver.
Yeah.
To be able to scout and have the opportunity.
You know, Willie, it sounds a little bit like you've got kind of that natural instinct for hunting. I personally have had trouble with that. I was telling the guys earlier, you know, when I'd go out with archery and hunting elk, I could call elk and watch them coming in, but they'd hang up about 100 yards away, and I just could not get them any closer.
They could smell you, Red.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. They knew
your aqua velva.
They knew a Texan when they smelled him, I guess. But what are some of the techniques that you use and you know, to get them to cross that barrier where you can get in for a good archery shot?
Well, I think one of the huge advantages, if you can hunt with a buddy, you know, that tag team, and with the caller being back, you know, as much as 100 or 125 yards, depending on the terrain, is huge, because that bull is focusing on the call. And they've been chasing cows for arguably years during the rut, and if they get to a certain comfort zone and they're not seeing or hearing anything, they're going to sneak back out of there, kind of that hang-up you talked about. But if that caller's far enough back, that's what they're focusing on, and a lot of times they'll come walking right past you, focused behind you. Another thing is, you know, we're taught so much to be quiet in the woods, but elk are noisy critters. So if you're getting set up, you know, don't be afraid to snap a branch, roll a rock, make a little bit of noise, because if there's even one cow elk in there that bull's looking for, he's going to expect to either see or hear something. And making some noise, which sounds counterintuitive, can actually play a big part in that. Obviously, playing the wind and getting a good setup will help as well. But I think hunting with somebody, having a caller back there, if you're hunting by yourself, which I've done a few times, you know, throwing some rocks or some logs back behind you, just if the bull's coming in that close and maybe hanging up, he's focusing on the noise rather than where he, you know, the noise that you're making rather than your call, can help as well.
Sure. Boy, that sounds like good, really good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. And, you know, I was have had friends, too, archery hunting, that sometimes I've seen them get in such a position where they're trying to be hidden so much that when a bull does step out, they don't even have room to draw their bow. You know, have you ever seen that, you know, where guys try to get so hid that, you know, you got to sit down and make sure all your lanes are clear to be able to draw back your bow.
Well, it's funny you say that, and as much as I owe my hunting passion and ethics to my dad, he's still occasionally a little old school, and he does that as well, gets so tucked down in there. I one time during a setup called two bulls into him, two raghorns, and I came up and he said, yeah, you called two in, but I couldn't get a shot. Well, he had all of his cover in front of him rather than a backdrop behind him, and to your point, he couldn't get a shot. And I know you feel kind of exposed when you don't have something between you and that bull, mm-hmm. but that was his whole deal. He goes, I just feel so exposed, and I couldn't convince him otherwise, but, you know, he missed a couple of opportunities that way, and you're absolutely right.
Right. Well, Willie, man, we sure have enjoyed meeting you and getting to know you, and this certainly will not be our last visit, and we will do everything we can to help promote pure hunting and help you, and we'll see what some things that we can do to work together. And if you ever need a couple of guys to be on TV hunting, Red here. Now, Red wants to sell 8x10 glossy pictures of himself and sign them as the number one world record clip springer holder here, you know. But anyway, no, seriously, it's been great to meet you, and we look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Well, likewise, Scott, I appreciate it, and we'll stay in touch. Anything I can do to help promote you and the show, I appreciate the opportunity. It's been enjoyable.
Okay, man, have a good day.
Thanks, you guys.
That's Willie Schmidt, Pure Hunting, purehunting.com. Check his show out. It'll be on Sportsman's Channel, third and fourth quarter of this year. Check your local cable provider and see for your channel there. But, again, it'll be on Sportsman's Channel, Pure Hunting. Come see us. We're going to be at 1675 Rocky Mountain Avenue in Loveland at the Sportsman's Warehouse. We'll be joining our friends from Bushman's Quiver, and they'll be there to have another lucky draw for a 7-day safari and answer any questions you may have about a trip to South Africa. And Red and I will be up there about 10 o'clock today and be up there for a couple hours. So come see us. We would love to say hello. Now, Bushman's Quiver will be there till probably 5 or 6 p.m. Then they're going to be there tomorrow as well, and I think the drawing's at 3. You don't have to be present to win. But this is a great trip and a legit deal, so come see us. And again, we'd love to say hello. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Rick Grover, Raptor Razor, a new skinning knife that's out. And Rick was kind enough to give us a couple of those and have one here in the studio, so we get him on the air here momentarily. We'll be talking about this product, Raptor Razor, with Rick Grover. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Lynn Lau Chevrolet is family-owned and operated for 37 years, and our commitment to the community is the best selection, highest trading values, and the best financing. How do we do it? Low overhead. And low overhead means low prices. Lynn Lau Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or LynnLauChevy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you been involved in an auto accident, slip and fall, or any other personal injury? I'm Kevin Flesh with Flesh Law, and I've been protecting victims' rights for over 17 years. If you want aggressive representation that will get you the money you deserve, then call me at 303-884-1037 or visit my website at fleshlaw.com. That's Flesh, F-L-E-S-C-H. I will give you the personal service you deserve, starting with a free consultation. Call me, 303-884-1037 or visit me at fleshlaw.com. The deception
with tight. Welcome back to Sports from Colorado. My name is Scott Wathy, along with Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh in studio. Again, come see us. We'll be at the Sportsman's Warehouse in Loveland today and Bushman's Quiver, so we'd love to have you come visit us. Let's go right to the phones. Our next guest, Rick Grover with Raptor Razor, and this is a very, very good product. Met Rick about a week or so ago, and have one of these in hand as we speak here. And Raptor Razor, home of the big game Skinner in Mako. Is that the right way you say it, Rick?
That's correct.
Mako. Good morning, Scott. Good morning,
yeah,
bud.
So, we offer two unique knives to the market. They're unlike any other Skinner or knife that's ever been on the market for hunting and skinning. The unique thing about these knives, they've taken the field dressing time down in half. The Big Game Skinner is a multifunctional knife. The coolest thing about the Big Game Skinner is it's the only knife on the market that'll cut up to 3 inches of hide. So it's been proven on the nape of the neck on elk, moose, caribou, and by far the toughest hide that you'll ever encounter is the front armor on a hog. This knife zips right through it. It's been tested to lift over 700 pounds. We actually took the blade out, wrapped a chain around the handle, and hoisted up a Arctic Cat four-wheeler.
I saw that video on your website and watched all the ones of your demonstrations, and, man, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. And then the one that will, you know, for the leg removal, just spin around kind of like a pipe cutter. That one was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the Big Game Skinner as well. So the Big Game Skinner does a variety of tasks. It'll open up the hide for you. It spins around the leg to open the hide around the leg, and it also spins around the joint to pop the joint off. And this is probably what most people really find unique about this knife. The other part of the knife is the guided Ulu blade. So on the bottom of the knife, you have a guided skinner. And the way it's situated in the housing, it actually raises the blade off the meat, and it becomes a guided skinner. So you're less likely to cut through the meat or the hide of the animal. And it makes real fast work of it. You can check out all the videos at our website at raptorrazor.com, and that's Raptor, RAPTORAZOR.com. Single use of the R in the center, just one word.
You bet. Rick, this is Red, and you know one thing, when I'm out hunting, I don't like to have to carry a lot of gear. I don't like to carry a backpack, you know, and stuff it full of stuff. And the great thing that I thought, and by the way, I appreciate you giving us one of these. One of the great things I like about this is how it's compact. You can just carry it on your belt. And tell us a little bit about the design of it and putting it together.
Okay, the design of it, the whole kit, we offer both knives together, the Big Game Skinner and the Mako. They come in one compact nylon case. The handles are made of aluminum as well as the housing. And we did a 1-inch knurl on the handle, basically 1 inch on one side, 3 inches on the other. It comes apart with a Phillips screwdriver in the center and a survival compartment on the end. Now, you're able to just remove two screws on the housing. Housings come apart like a butterfly, easy cleanup. It doesn't get any simpler than our design. And the unique thing about the handle, it's an easy grip with the knurling on it. If it's cold weather out and you have a hard time holding a knife, it's a great knife to hold on to.
Yeah, you know, and it seems like one of the trends in knives that I've noticed lately is replaceable blades, which is something that the Raptor Razor has. And you can always have a razor sharp edge because several extra blades come with this, and you can order extra blades off your website. And it's just a fantastic thing to know that you've always got a razor sharp blade.
Exactly. And, you know, most guys that come to us and talk to us, they're saying, you know, I got six knives that I go through to clean an elk. Our knives, we're guaranteeing that you will not have to stop to switch out blades, sharpen blades. You'll be able to zip through the whole animal with one set of blades. We've done up to five deer one day without switching blades. So we're guaranteeing you're going to be able to get two to three deer, you know, two to three antelope. And again, it's all about the user, as long as you're not nicking the bone and hitting stuff. And we're keeping the price down on the blade, too. We're not, you know, we want everyone to get this knife in their hands. It's a unique knife. You got to see it in action to appreciate it. And, you know, most people, when we hand them the knife, they're blown away on how light the knife is.
Yep.
The whole case is 1 pound, 2 ounces. So everything's compact, comes in there. You got three replacement blades for each big game skinner and the Mako.
Yeah, and you know one thing that I noticed about it and putting it together and stuff, of course, the Phillips screwdriver that you need is built into the knurled knobs as you screw them together. And the way that you grip the knife is a unique aspect of it, because I know when I've just been using a fixed-blade hunting knife, you know, that my grip and my wrist get tired, you know, after a while of skinning. And this, the way that it's designed, is very easy on your hand.
Yeah, and we've been working with Wounded Warriors and paraplegic that have never been able to hold a knife in their hand. And I've had guys almost in tears holding on to our knife, telling us that, you know, you've saved my hunting, or, you know, I can finally go out and hunt again. And, you know, it touches you that, you know, it can affect people that way. And the unique thing about this, you got to vision this. You have a flat knife, and you have a perpendicular handle. It's similar to a hay hook, would be the best way to describe it.
I've used a lot of those hay hooks in my day, too, and the concept really does work.
Where you can find these now, you can go to RaptorRazor.com. If you'll enter this promo code for the next 3 days, Rick's been kind enough to give us this special deal. R-A-P is in...
Paul.
Paul? Yeah. I was trying to think of Raptor. That didn't sound right. R-A-P, T is in Tom, 1-5. R-A-P, T, 1-5. And you'll save $40 on this. And I'm telling you, this knife is the real deal. And like I say, got one right here in the studio with us. Very, very convenient carrying case, hook right on your belt, and it is awesome. So check that out, and RAPT15 for a $40 savings by visiting RaptorRazor.com. You can also find it at Outdoorsman Attic in Denver, which, by the way, they are in our 2014 Sportsman of Colorado Resource Guide, and they're located at 3435 South Broadway. And if you can hear us in Topeka, Kansas, B Squared in Topeka, Kansas, High Plains Gun Shop off of Highway 40 in Topeka, and First Stop Guns in Rapid City, South Dakota for right now. But website's very easy. Also Outdoorsman Attic here if you're in the Denver area, 3435 South Broadway. And just to mention there, you can find a lot of cool things at Outdoorsman Attic there, so check out their store. Rick, what's the toughest hide that you guys have cut through? What do you think has the toughest hide?
You know, by far, it would be a wild boar. You know, a lot of times right between their ears, it'll be 2 to 3 inches thick, and the big game skinner slices right through it. Now, most of our technique, we do the gutless method on everything. So we're cutting everything from the ears, middle of the ears, all the way to the tail. A hog we do different. We come against the grain of the hair because it's so thick between the ears, it's a lot easier to make the incision at the tail. Also on the pig, the front armor, the front shoulders, the only way to lay down the hide on a pig is you actually have to make a cut from the wrist of the front shoulder all the way back up to the spine. And those of you that have ever tried this with a conventional knife, it's tough. You know, a lot of times it'll be over 2 inches thick, and the big game skinner, as hard as you can pull on that, you're not going to break the knife. Both knives are guaranteed for life. The handles and the housings are guaranteed not to break on you.
All right, that's Rick Grover, RaptorRazor.com. Enter the promo code RAPT15 for a $40 savings. Check out his website. Great YouTube videos all demonstrating the gutless field dressing procedure. And, Rick, we appreciate it. And we will stay in touch. And, you know, we'll keep helping you promote this thing. And we appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much. And you guys have a nice day.
All right. You too, as Rick. Well. Well, gentlemen, a Super Bowl weekend. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Here we go. And come see us now. We will be at the Sportsman's Warehouse in Loveland just in another hour or so. We will be up there with Bushman's Quiver, and they'll be having a lucky draw for a 7-day safari and answer any questions you may have about a trip to South Africa. And the guarantee, this is a legitimate drawing for 7 days. You get an Impala and a Bless Box. And as I mentioned earlier, I won this back in 2012 in December, and it's a great trip, and we would love to meet you and say hello. So come see us. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Ask the expert segment. Send us your questions, and we'll get you a $25 Cabela's gift card.
See you next week.
See you next week. From a partner, Red Merrill, Kevin Flesh, my name is Scott Watley. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully next Saturday we'll be talking about a great Super Bowl win by our Denver Broncos. Have a safe weekend.